Om Shanti. So today here is the most beautiful topic, spiritual intoxication and self-respect. Today we had been listening in Baba's Murli. Oh children, oh sweet children, you don't know about your birth. I know them all. I tell you, how have you taken 84 births? In our philosophies, in all philosophies of the world, our philosophers tried their best to teach human beings that they are souls. They are not bodies. In all philosophies of the world, they explained, they clarified, you are not this body, you are a soul. But when Baba came down, and first of all, he also reminded us, you are not this body, you are a soul. So our study began from the knowledge of soul, and it will also end with the same topic, who you are. In the beginning, when a soul comes to Baba for the first day, he learns who he is. And at the very end, he will become the embodiment who he is. The difference, in the beginning, we came to know only this fact that we are souls. And by the end, every day in our practices, we are going to know, to realize what kind of soul I am, what are my powers, what are my original qualities, which qualities and powers Baba has blessed to us. So, keeping everything in my mind, all Baba's divine versions related to this subject and my experience, I will explain this subject in front of you in a simple, easy manner. I remember today when Baba became avyakt, and he started to give avyakt murlis, then this word, self-respect, came into existence. In sakar murlis, hardly Baba spoke this word any time, otherwise he used to speak spiritual intoxication. Every day, normally every day, we listen, oh children, be intoxicated that you are sitting in front of God, that God Himself has come down to teach you. Don't you see through your eyes to God? In our philosophies we say God is invisible, but we can see Him. Now He is visible. He has appeared in front of us. So gradually and gradually, I heard many things about self-respect. So I divided this entire tapasya in three parts, in three steps. First comes spiritual intoxication, then self-respect, and then higher consciousness. Baba's aim, you can note down every day when God comes and sits in front of us, what is there in His mind? He looks at the souls. He looks at everything of ours and reminds us that now the cycle of 84 births is about to complete. O souls, you have to go back home. You are not ordinary soul. You are great souls. One day, just now, 15 days before, Baba was saying, you are not ordinary human beings. You are great persons. So, to great persons, Baba will not explain everything in detail. In brief, those who are great, they don't talk too much. They are silent. You are very great. You are not ordinary human beings. Baba repeated this many times. I was thinking, see, God sits in front of us. He knows that we are great. But we don't know. So now our bank is open. Fill up entire treasure in your intellect. So, I always note down when Avyakt Baba comes down or when we listen to Sakar Baba. Let's see, Baba looks at us with such most elevated angle that these children are not ordinary children. Children are very great. They were hero actors in the world drama. They are most powerful. I have blessed them with all of my powers. Why don't they realize this? Baba amazed every day. I remind them again and again, still my children, don't come into that realization that they are very great. God Himself has chosen them out of millions. We are responsible. So, first of all I take spiritual intoxication, then self-respect, then higher consciousness also. We know, in order to make us free from inferiority complex, Baba gives us so many thoughts of self-respect and intoxication. In this world cycle, after taking many births, when we came down, when we came in this last birth, in our last life, many negative things had happened with every person. Just as some are born in poor families. So right from the birth, they have inferiority complex. Some other souls were not very intelligent in Laukik study. Therefore, they had the feeling of inferiority complex. Some souls were not treated well by their parents. Therefore, they had the feeling of inferiority complex. Some other souls did not experience love in their life. Love of the parents, elders, friends, brothers and sisters. Therefore, they had inferiority complex in life. I see, being observer to all Brahmins, to their mentality, that Baba is giving intoxication every day, but is still soul does forget everything. भाई बिजली वाले हैं पंखा चाहिए. So whatever had happened with our life, now very important thing, very useful thing for our life, for our spiritual progress. Forget the past. When you are here now in Gyan Sarovar, I would say, whatever has been past up to yesterday, up to now, forget it. If your past was bitter, if your past was not happy, was not so nice, don't remember it again and again. Otherwise, the effect of that past doesn't allow us to enjoy our present. So I ask you, can you forget the past? Or it's not so easy? Do you know how to forget the past? Baba, God, the knowledgeful teacher, the highest trainer, is giving us training. We should know first thing, if we become soul, a point. In this point, entire past will disappear. So if we want to forget our bitter past, not the past of golden age, but any bitter past, very bad events, very negative events of our past become soul. I'm not talking about soul consciousness, soul. A point. Practice again and again to visualize yourself a point of energy, and you will experience that entire past is going to forget automatically. You are getting free from the impression of the past, and thus you will enjoy your present. It's our aim now in our life, in our mind. And I think you all, when you came here to Baba, first aim was to live happy and easy life. Tension-free life, a peaceful life, a content life. And the effect of past, the bitter effect of past, creates an hindrance on our way. So, think again and again. Remember your future, become a soul, and practice spiritual intoxication. And very soon, I can say within 3 months, soul can become free from the past effects. So, spiritual intoxication, you might have seen or experienced when you had taken alcohol. What was the effect? Many know. Baba was saying today that if you practice spiritual intoxication, you will forget this world. If we are in spiritual intoxication, anything of this world will not influence us. We will go beyond the effect of this world. Spiritual intoxication makes our mind stable, free from all negative and unnecessary thoughts. So it's very important to give such thoughts to the self which can take us into deep spiritual intoxication. Now is the time when we can enjoy everything spiritually. So first thought, I would just keep 5 thoughts in front of you. Here are many thoughts of intoxication, but 5 most important points. First is, God has become our supreme teacher. We are so fortunate, student, that God Himself had come down to teach us. And therefore, our quest of truth is over now. We are not searching anything. We came to know everything. If we talk to ourselves, see in the world, I know about India. In many universities, many scholars, I can say at least 5,000 scholars are working on Vedas, scriptures, to search the truth. That what is the meaning of this mantra? What is the meaning of this verses? Is something missed from us? They are trying to know the truth. And we need not to try. Truth Himself came to us. So we are so fortunate if we remind ourselves at the Murli time that God is teaching me. Talk to yourself. God has come down to teach me. I am His godly student. So what will happen? We must know one simple theory of psychology, that if our conscious mind is silent, subconscious mind receives everything. Simple theory, very useful philosophy for our spiritual progress. In simple word, if our mind becomes silent, intellect will accept, not only accept, will inculcate everything. It's the intellect which inculcates everything. Psychologists have mentioned it's subconscious mind which receives everything. So when listening to the Murli, make your mind silent with such intoxication that God is coming down to teach me. Now I am going to listen God's verses. How fortunate I am that directly I am listening to Him. Give such thoughts to yourself, and if possible, in your centers too. Before Murli, at least for the 15 minutes, practice yoga, so that mind becomes silent, intoxicated, and you will experience what Baba says in Murli. It will enter your subconscious mind, and it will become your life. You need not to work hard for this and that, for purity or for making life easy or tension-free or anger-free or egoless. It's such a simple technique. Therefore, always we can find from Murli, always when Baba starts his Murli, many times he says, sit being soul conscious, you are souls. So he wants to make us silent, and we must know this art. So first point, God has become my supreme teacher. Yesterday or day before yesterday, we had been listening in Baba's Murli two very powerful and deep points. I would remind you, question was, who will achieve maximum power from Baba? Normally we answer that those who practice yoga, they achieve power from Baba, but Baba's answer was different. Wonderful answer. Baba answered, those who believe that they have to change this entire world, and they are going to become the master of heaven, will achieve maximum power from God. So just feel, those who are aware of this fact that they have bring a big change in this world, they are world transformers. So you can churn how this thought will empower us, will enable us to achieve powers from Baba. And second question was, who will experience immense happiness in this life? Those who experience that Shiv Baba is with them, they will experience absolute happiness in their life. So Baba is with us. Baba is sitting in front of me. Such thoughts give us intoxication. I remind you, which is my favorite thought forever in my life, God belongs to me. Baba's words, Mera Baba. You know these words, very well known words, Mera Baba, my Baba. God is mine. He belongs to me, I belong to Him. This is the thought of intoxication. As soon as this thought enters our mind, we are intoxicated. God is mine. What is your experience? God is mine. Almighty is mine. I was giving this example in front of peace of mind, brothers and sisters. I would give again the same example. I used to give always this example in front of Indian people. When many VIPs come here, just I share one of the experience. 2 years before, here was a group of 60 people, and all were the judges of High Court and Supreme Court of India. And when our brother or sisters were going to give them class, they had little hesitation. Oh, they are so senior judges sitting in front of. So, when my turn came, so I decided not to give the points of knowledge to them, but I decided to share some experience of my life. And it became so nice, even I did not expected so much. So I gave them the experience of my life, that how I made him my friend. The experience of friendship are actually unique, most beautiful. And it entered my subconscious mind when I listened 2-3 times from the mouth of God that, oh children, I have come down to become your friend. Why don't you accept my friendship? So I was thinking again and again. One thing may be that we try our best to become his friend, but it's different thing that God Himself is reminding us again and again, oh children, I'm your true friend. Why don't you enjoy my friendship? So I had accepted it. So I used to give that example. This example I keep it in front of you. Suppose in your country, your father, all of a sudden, stand in an election. He is being elected as a councillor, or what you say in your country, we say in our country, member of parliament. And all of a sudden, he is made as the leader of your nation. And you got phone that your daddy has become the prime minister of your country. What will happen immediately? Say, Russian brothers and sisters, just think, if you get this message, that your father became the president of Russia, what will happen immediately to you? Just think for that second, that moment. Your everything will change. Everything. Your way of talking will change. Your way of looking at others will change. Your dress will change. In India, people change. Leaders' dress is different. Dress will change. Behaviors will change. Intoxication in world. Egoistic feeling will come, but have lot of happiness, and you will just give this message to everyone. Immediately phone here and there, you will give this news. Oh, do you know? My daddy has become the president of this country. And out of that intoxication you will say, now you need not to have any fear or anxiety. If you have any problem in your life, come to me. My dad is president of India. Everything will be solved like this. We will say like this to our friends, to our neighbors, that now everything is easy. So God is ours. One who is almighty is my father now. He was God before. We had relationship, he is God, we are his devotees. We had to pray in front of him, that, oh God, please give me peace, please help me, have some mercy upon me, I need your cooperation, prayers. And now too in the world, people have developed this medical therapy, that by praying God, we can get healing power. So we all were devotees and praying, asking. We had become beggars. And now, our eyes have been opened. Oh, one who was God, he is my father. One who is almighty, now is mine. So do we have this intoxication? Talk to yourself. And remove this word, Father, he is mine. God is mine. And his all powers, his all peace, purity, love is mine, is for me. So can we also say to our friends and neighbors, that if you need some time, the help of God, come to me, he is my father. I will give a ring to him and he will help you. Can we say? Can we give such challenge? Do we feel such right on him? Right on God. He is not God, he is mine now. We are so close to him. This is the biggest intoxication for our life. And we can use him. I remind you, 5 years ago, at the last day of double foreigner season, Baba had given this message, that make use of Baba. And when I heard this, I was actually highly intoxicated. That, oh, God himself is sending this message, I am for you, use me. And Baba added most beautiful words he spoke, Baba does wait for the children, the children will come to me for help, to ask for the help. But when Baba looks, when he noticed that children are not coming to me, they are going here and there for asking help, then what can Baba do then? So he is so pleased to us. He is so cooperative with us. He is ready to do everything for us. We must know this. We must realize this fact. We need not to ask for anything. Go to him with right. Not like a beggar. We will not say please. No need to say please. He is my father. Do this. You have to do this. And we will experience. He is bound to do this. So, he mentioned 2-3 years before another point of intoxication. In Indian mythology, such stories have been written. I tell you those stories. When Sri Krishna was here, so you know people believe him as God, and all of his stories actually proves that he was God. So actually the stories of God, the biography of God now, what Shiva Baba did now, it has been written in the name of Sri Krishna. So people believe that Sri Krishna was Almighty God. So once, before Mahabharat war, you know Mahabharat war? So Sri Krishna went to the court of Kauravas to just compromise, don't fight, for a treaty, be friend, give only 5 villages to the Pandavas and they will become happy, you need not to fight. But the head of Kauravas was not agreed and he ordered his army to arrest Krishna in the court. And all of a sudden, Krishna became so big, so divine, that entire army was frightened from him, ran away. So all Marathis, all commanders and soldiers could not arrest him. One very famous story in Indian mythology. Second story, you know Kans, Baba takes his name, he was a devil. He tried his best to arrest Krishna, but unable. So here are 3-4 other stories that many mighty kings tried their best to arrest Krishna, but could do nothing. But, on the other hand, gopis, you know gopis? The friends of Sri Krishna used to tie him in the ropes easily, easily. So it has been mentioned, it's famous in Indian bhakti, that God can be bound only through the ropes of love. Love is the best thing, best instrument, best weapon. But Baba added one thing, what I was saying. Baba mentioned, you should bind the father in the rope of love and right. So we have got double thing, love as well as right. Right is a great thing. To feel right upon him, it's very great. Then whenever one very good experience and very easy practice, whenever you need him, invoke him down. And you will experience, he came down in front of you. I have experienced it many times in last 5 years. I share that experience to you. One day I was sitting in the kitchen of Shanti, one big kitchen. All of a sudden, I remembered one thing, that when Baba was in Sakar, Brahma Baba, he used to come many times in kitchen. Pandavan was very small. So whenever he was free, he used to come in kitchen. So I was talking to Baba, "Baba, do you also come in the kitchen even now?" I asked him, and immediately the experience was that Baba is here. He is moving. He appeared. And he answered that every day, many times, I come in kitchen. So I used to say that it's the kitchen department in the yard on which name has been written, Bholanath ka Bhandara, the kitchen of Bholanath, kitchen of Shiva. On other departments, this name is not written. So, from that day, I was fully convinced that whenever you call him down, he will come to you. Then I noted down many points from Baba's Murli. He has mentioned that you are my masters. Children are the master of the father. Whenever you master calls me down, definitely I will come to you. I have to obey my master. He is so egoless, we know. So we must get full benefit of this opportunity. Are you realizing what I say? Call him down. He will come to you in the morning hours. When you open your eyes, invite him. He will appear in front of you. Talk to him. And your laziness, your negative thoughts will end automatically. I used to teach this to Indian mothers, that every day, 3 times, invoke him in your home. Feel that he came in your home. Take your hand in his hand and take a round in your entire home, in all rooms of your home, and see that his vibrations are spreading everywhere in your home. So every day, 3 times, God will come to your home. See how fortunate we will become if God every day enters our home 3 times and spread his vibrations. So when Almighty comes, when his vibrations spread out in your home, any negative effect, the effect of bodiless spirits, or any effect of Maya will finish easily, automatically. These are our intoxication. God is mine. He is in front of me. He says, "I am always combined to you." One day, Baba was saying, he was laughing, that my children have become more powerful than me. I am almighty, but my children have become more powerful from me. How? So Baba was laughing, that I say, I am combined with you, and children make me separate. I am combined to you, and you separated me. So, see how wonderful opportunity God has become our companion. He is combined to us. If we are just aware of these things, problems, circumstances will disappear easily. Our duty is, our practice is to be aware of these all things. Just a simple thought, Baba says always, keep it in your mind, Baba is with me. Or over my head is the canopy of protection. Keep it just in your mind and you will experience Baba is with you. And where there is Baba, victory or success is there. Easily victory will come to you, success will come to you. So we have to do one thing, what I have done in my life, note down many points of intoxications, many. You will find some Sakar Murlis, many, many points, note them down and you will experience very deep intoxication. Self-respect. So many experiments we can do with the points of self-respect. And one very important point, first point I can say of self-respect is, I am a great soul. About this one self-respect, Baba has given many murlis, and just note down one point, those who are in service field, they can make this experiment. Baba mentioned that if a person comes to you, see him a soul, and to yourself that I am a great soul. Give knowledge, talk to that person, and if that person has got lot of ego in his mind, he will become egoless. Such will be the impression, influence of your powerful vibrations. I remind you some significant verses from Baba's Murli which will give you very deep intoxication of self-respect. Just from last point I will start. 1 month before, Baba mentioned one line. It's the solution of many problems of our life. It was that the children who consider themselves an angel, those who are in the feeling of angel, that I am an angel, Almighty Father becomes their canopy of protection at the time of circumstances. So we need not to fight against problems, obstacles, circumstances. Remember that I am an angel and Baba will become canopy. He will do everything. This is the significance of self-respect. Second thought, last year's only, I think you will remember it, Baba mentioned, those who are in self-respect, Baba is responsible for them, and those who are upset, they themselves are responsible for them. Set, upset. Remain seated on the seat of self-respect. Baba is responsible for everything. But if you are upset, then you know. Third significant point, those who are in self-respect, the rays of Almighty become their canopy of protection. We are safe all the time. We are fearless all the time. At the time of destruction, we will move fearlessly everywhere in the world because Almighty will become our canopy of protection. Next point, Baba's words, your vibrations of self-respect will protect you and your contact souls also. the souls who are in your contact will be protected automatically with the power of your vibrations. This is the significance of self-respect. I have noticed in my experience and in experiments, if we are in self-respect, problems, obstacles, circumstances don't come to us. Automatically they are destroyed. We need not to do anything. Our life and yoga becomes easy, very easy. So if we are in self-respect, we are very close to Baba. Very close. So we should know that if we want to make us our life tension-free, easy, problems-free, we should give attention to the practice of self-respect. Same thing, you can make a list of the points of self-respect. I share the experience of one brother, just one brother. He came to me. He asked about the solution of some problems. His problems were terrible. I thought, if I suggest him some solution, he won't be able to do that. So I asked him one thing, that you please come me tomorrow, and today you do one thing. Write down the 50 points of self-respect. And how to write? I told him one simple yukti, you can do this way. I gave him one example that you have to write down, first thought, I am a great soul. Then, read it slowly. I am a great soul, with a feeling. Then, make it interrogative question, am I a great soul? Answer will come, yes. Second point, I am Master Almighty. Same technique, slowly. I am Master Almighty. God has blessed me with all power. So, he wrote down 50 points that day. Next day he came to me. I asked him to discuss about his problems. I asked him, now you can ask again your problem. And his answer was, now I don't have any problem. And the reason? By writing the thoughts of self-respect, he came to realize that I am so powerful, so great, and I am influenced by these simple things, ordinary things, that someone insulted him. One problem, that people used to speak insulting words to him, and he used to get upset, disturbed. And when he realized he is a great soul. So words, the effect of words became negligible. He went up, so effect went down. So if we realize our powers, our greatness, our qualities, so everything of this world will look like nothing. This is the secret behind solving all problems of life. So be most elevated, keep some thoughts of self-respect in your mind, You can make a list, but I would remind you and will give some example how to practice it. 5 points. First is, I am a great soul. Second is, I am Master Almighty. Third, I am victorious jewel. Victorious. Fourth is, I am world benefactor. And fifth one is, I am the master of this nature. Very important and useful thoughts for our life. You can make such list of many thoughts, and yukti is, make a list of 25 thoughts and check which point appeals to you very much. So make a point, make a list of 25 points, choose 5 out of them. You yourself have to do this work, and the points which appeals you very much, you will experience that some thoughts you like very much, and the points you like very much, it proves that kalpago you had become the embodiment of that point. Therefore, this time too, it will become easy to you and will make everything easy for you. Then you can practice those points. Our second simple yukti is that for 7 days you can choose 7 points, take 1 point for a day and bring it into your practice many times in the beginning. The experiments I used to do with brothers and sisters, I share some of you. One soul came to me, problem was no concentration. He cannot concentrate his mind, not even for 3 seconds. What to do? Therefore, everything was difficult. So I asked him one thing just, simple thing for a day to practice, that I am a great soul, chant it like chanting mantra, for a day only. It was the work I gave to him, just for a day, not every day. For 8 hours I suggested to do, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, keep chanting like this, then with little feeling, I am a great soul. And just after one day, problem finished. Some cases of depression were solved by this practice of 3 days. I asked those persons to practice I am a great soul for a day continually. Next day 108 times, third day 108 times. And I found their depression finished. They became very happy. Face changed. But very important thing is that the thought you take for the day, churn it. I am a great soul, take this example, note down this topic, I am a great soul, but why? Why God mentioned me that you are a great soul? Because as I was mentioning in the beginning of class, because of inferiority complex, soul or our intellect doesn't accept that I am great. We say, oh, God says you are great, but I don't think so. I am not great. I get angry. How I am great? I can't do yoga. How I am great? My purity is not so nice. How can I say I am great? But no, God knows all these things. Still, He says you are great. So why He said us that you are great? Note down 10 points. Then your subconscious mind will accept it, that now it's true that you are great. This is the simple yukti to bring this thought into our intoxication. About Master Almighty, Baba has mentioned many great, great things in his murlis. And the most powerful thing he told, those who remain in the feeling of Master Almighty, they can do everything with the power of thought. I used to think, what Baba does to sit in subtle world, how does he do everything for us? Suppose we ask him, Baba, this is my problem, you please help me. What he will do? Think what Baba will do, both Baba, Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba. Suppose they want to give help to some person. What they will do? They just will create a thought. And their thought will become true. What they think, it will happen here. Because both are perfect, both are almighty now. So if we practice this thought that I am Master Almighty, our thoughts will also get this power. So whenever we will have a thought, it will be done. But turn this thought again, why God has mentioned me, why He has given me this title that you are Master Almighty. And one simple and most powerful thought, remind yourself again and again, Baba has given me all of His powers. He Himself has mentioned in Murli, I am giving you all of my powers. I remind you, these are the things of Indian philosophy and mythology, but you know about Swami Vivekananda. You know about him? He was a young man, not a big yogi. But when his guru was about to die, Ramakrishna Paramahans, he was about to die, he called him near him. Swami Vivekananda went to him, he put his hand on his head and transferred all of his powers to Vivekananda. And he could do wonderful work in the world. He was known as a man of the era, such great person of India. Such is the story of Shankaracharya. He was a boy of 7 years only when he became a sannyasi. 7 years. You know, 7 years is nothing. In the age of 10 years, he defeated in the discussion to a person of India who was the topmost scholar of that time. Mandan Misra was his name. He was the topmost scholar of Bharat at that time. Both met together. There was a discussion about philosophy and Shankaracharya won it. In 10 years only, story is that when he was in the ashram of his guru, one day his guru called him, put his hand on his head and blessed him with all eight siddhi. Siddhi, you know, occult powers. And he got all those powers. He could fly in the air, move on the water, could change one body, could enter another body, got such power in his words that whatever he spoke, all accepted, all followed. So I used to think, when these human gurus put their hand on the head of their disciple and transferred all of their powers to them, and they could do wonderful work. So now think, God Himself put His hand on our head and blessed us with all His powers. So are we aware of this? We need to be aware of this only. We have to do nothing. Just awareness that I am the embodiment of all powers. God has given me all of His powers. I got them. I have all those powers. Be aware, intoxicated of these things, and you will experience all powers will work with you. This is Master Almighty stage. Same thing, I am a victorious jewel. Very, very useful thought for our life. Suppose you are not getting victory on a certain wise, anger or ego or any other thing. Just give this thought to yourself, I am victorious. Victory is my birthright. God has blessed me with the power of victory, and you will experience easy victory in your life. Defeat will finish from your life. This is the magic of these thoughts of self-respect. I am the master of nature. Wonderful experience we can have in our life. Master of nature means master of the body first. And if we practice this again and again, I am the master of this body, master of nature, one practical experience you will have, pain of the body will not be experienced by you. Pain will be there, but you will experience no pain, master of the body. And if you practice again and again, more and more, that I am the master of this entire nature, you will experience all elements will follow you. This is going to happen. Some powerful souls among us will direct destruction, will give direction to the elements, either to start destruction or to stop it. So nature will follow us, but will follow those who will become its masters. So we are the master of nature. We should practice it again and again. I share one of my experience. It's a wonderful experience of last year. Here was good rain last year and fall water falls everywhere in the mountain. So we went to see a fall on the way road, Abu Road to Abu. It was a wonderful scene, that water of Mount Abu was falling down to Abu Road. So scene was very beautiful. If some of you might have seen, I don't know it, that river Ganges, when it comes down from the Himalaya, and if you see the from the origin of it, scene is wonderful, unique. You will just be keep seeing it again and again, again and again. It's so nice. Same scene was here, that the river of Mount Abu was getting down, and we went that side. We wanted to enjoy the scene. But that day, there was a lot of fog, clouds everywhere. We went there, we were five, but we could not see. And all of a sudden, it came up in my mind, why not to make an experiment now? Let us check our powers. And I asked all four, let us be in the feeling of Master Almighty first, and then I am the master of nature, and do just 3 minute powerful yoga, and give order to the nature that for a minute sky must be clean, no more cloud, no fog. And we did powerful yoga, and miracles happened. After 3 minutes, clouds scattered here and there. We could see that scene, we enjoyed it, but after a minute, again it covered. So actually, this is the power of thoughts, power of our higher consciousness. If we want to become very powerful in our life, victorious over Maya, if we want to set an example, an ideal in front of the world, is a yogi, karma yogi, practice self-respect in your life, then comes higher consciousness, just as I am an ancestor, I am Bap Saman, I am the angel of purity. These are the thoughts of higher consciousness which makes us Bap Saman. I would say, now Baba is coming to meet us. Today is 9th, 10th, 10th, 9th, 6 more days. He will also be waiting. Do you think so? He will be waiting for the time that 15th October must come soon, and I will go down to see the faces of my lovely children, and we are also waiting for him. So love of God's sight is working now. God also feels pull from our side that my children are remembering me a lot. And keep in your mind one thought, that when we will go to him, in front of him, we will go with a beautiful gift to him. What should be that gift? Not a card, not any physical gross gift, but gift of a beautiful stage, divine face. And for this, I would say that from today, I give you 2 thoughts. One is, I am an angel. Again and again, bring it into your feelings while listening to the class, Murli, moving on the roads, going to your room, coming back to class. Just do it very intensive, many times a day. Sometimes we used to do, in our group, we do this practice 108 times a day. And we choose like this, that whenever we drink anything, we will remember angel. Eat anything, I am an angel. Amrutvela, 10 times. Murli time, 10 times. Class time, each class at least 10 times. Be in the feeling for some seconds, I am an angel. One thought for 6 days. Second thought, I am an ancestor. Ancestor, you know. Master, great, great, grandfather. Elder one, most senior soul. And add one thought together with this, I have to give pure vibrations to the world. that this world, all souls of the world, need my pure and powerful vibrations. While walking, while sitting in yoga, let my vibrations go to the world. This is my divine service, divine help to the world. And world needs it. So I have to fulfill the need of the souls. So be in such higher consciousness. I am an ancestor. I have to give vibrations to the world. And your beautiful stage gift will be prepared. Baba would like it very much. And by his drishti, he will give the real response return of your practices, and through words he will bless you. So prepare yourself this way, that we have to go to him with some beautiful preparations, some higher consciousness in our mind, being angel or responsible ancestor souls. Om Shanti. Now we will sit in one practice, one feeling, its beautiful vision, I am Master Almighty. Two thoughts I am giving to you. The vision of Master Almighty is that from each part of my body, the rays of might are spreading out. Be in this feeling, with this feeling, make a vision that from subtle world, hand of Almighty came down on my head. Feel each hand on your head, and from each hand, eight powers are spreading in my whole body and mind. So power of Almighty, through his hand, is entering me in my whole body, mind and intellect. Master Almighty, from Almighty, a colorful fountain of eight powers is coming to me. I am an angel, double light, soul in the body of light. I am an angel of purity. I am in the sky, pure energy from Baba is coming down to me, white vibrations are coming to me, I am world benefactor, this pure energy from me is going down to the world. I become soul, incorporeal, point of energy. I am in soul world, in golden light, in my perfect stage. I am Bab Saman. Combined to Almighty. Om Shanti.